Last week we presented some of the fundamentals of the very important topic of reheating foods on Shabbos. Again, we started with Shehiyah, which is an era of Shabbos. And we moved to Hachzara. Hachzara is defined as returning something to the fire on Shabbos. And we proceeded to analyze it. A third issur is called, we call it Hanacha, some call it Lahoshiv L'chadchila, some call it Hanacha L'chadchila. What it means is, when Bat L'Shehir Rishona. Those are the things that we spoke about. And we had a sort of a checklist, a chart, why are these things awesome. So we said that Shehir, with everybody, is also Shem Yechad L'Begacholim. Just about, Rashi throws in a Hatzmada wrinkle, we'll put that aside. Hachazara, we saw Machlokas B'Ferish N'Rishonim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes both reasons. Is it also Mishum Shem Yechata Begacholim, or is it also Mishum Nirika Mevasho? And so too, with respect to Hanacha Lechatchila, on a covered fire, there's an additional dispute. Why is that prohibited? Tosu says in Aflamet Ches, even that's Aser, because of Shem Yechata Begacholim. And we try to maintain that the consensus view, which we accept the Halacha, is that of the Baal Hamor, and the Biswell of the Rosh, and we'll call it the Chidushi Haran, not the real Haran. Can't go into every last detail now, but that seems to be the consensus view that Hanacha is Mishum Nirik and Mavashal, because once the fire is covered, we're not worried about Shem Yechata Begacholim in any case, whereas we are concerned in that such a situation with Nirik and Mavashal. And there are again quite a few riots to try to substantiate that, as we'll try to get to it as if we have time. But at the last part of the shiur on last week, we spoke about the stira and mechaber between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei. Let's just review. Reshon and Gimel, Siv Gimel and Siv Hei is a stira. In Siv Gimel, the mechaber in describing the situation of someone who wakes up in the morning and finds that his chont is burning, so what he can do is he can pick it up, slide a inverted pan, and put it back on top, and that's okay, provided you never let go of the pot. Because if you let go of the pot, you put it down, it's called Bat L'Shir Rishona. It's no longer considered the Hachzara. It's considered the Hanacha B'Tchilas Asa. So what the pan is a blech. A crooked blech. Blech. No more or less than a blech. Yet the same Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, writes in Sif Hei, that if a person is permitted to put something, what we call Kedera Agabe Kedera, even though the put it on the floor, it's taken from the fridge anywhere. So how do you reconcile this? So the Baralacha quoted that the Prima Gadim answered this question, Betuv Tam, and the Tuv Tam was that it depends if it's a full pot or it's an empty pan. A full pot is a heft of Kedera Gavi Kedera, an empty pan is just plain blech. Ad Kan Dvarov. Good. That's very nice. It's very beautiful. The problem we had, I'm just reviewing briefly, is that the same person, the Prima Gadim, said in Siman Reish Nun Ches, seemingly the opposite. With respect to the question of Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos and a food which is not yet half cooked, there we paskin la halacha on top of a blech that's permissible, as we spoke about last time. And yet the Prima Gadim explains that on top of a full pot of food would be prohibited. So Yamama should steer a galuya. Remember that? What was it called? The Hadras Kodesh? That we saw in the back. He has his kasha. And he gave a teretz, which I thought of on my own, which someone in the Shia thought of on his own. So Baruch Hashem, already three people thought of this teretz. And it all depends on what the Isser we're talking about. If we're talking about the Isser of Shem Yechad Begacholim, from that perspective, so a blech, in fact, can be better than a full pot, for a simple reason. A blech is something unusual, it's hekera, and a full pot is not. It's not a hekera. So that's what we're told on Erev Shabbos, you're better off with a blech than with a full pot. Contrast this to on Shabbos. On Shabbos, according to the Mechaber, once it's fully cooked, there's no Shem Yechata. The only consideration is Nirik Mevasho. So there we say, Kedera Agabe Kedera is not Nirik Mevasho, because after all, it's indirect, it's removed, as the case may be, as opposed to a case of a blech, where there is a Nirik Mevasho. Ad Kan, and page 26t, is where the Yalkut Mefarshim in a comment attributed to the Malachtim says this, but he's stuck with my kasha. If my kasha is right, if my hanacha is right, if my assumption is right, then the Ramah, who seems to consistently go with the svara of Shemi Echata Begacholim, if you remember, he asks us things on Erev Shabbos, according to some authorities, we'll see soon. Other proofs, if we have a chance. So why is he silent when the Mechaber is Mekil Kedera Gabi Kedera? He should have jumped and said, it's us because of Shem Yechata Begachol. So he goes with Tzvei Dinim Shem Yechata Begachol. On Erev Shabbos, we have to worry about it because it's not fully cooked yet. And on Shabbos, when it is, although we're all worried, but not so worried, that's how he gets out of that problem. I, for one, thought that that's a bit of a dochak. That's really slicing a little bit too thin. I thought perhaps maybe the Ramah really does argue on the head of Kedera Gabi Kedera. Although it's a bit of a chiddush because he's silent in Simin Reish Nun Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, but he's not silent elsewhere. And the Mechaber himself quotes two opinions. The Mechaber, if you look in Shin Yud Ches, where, I don't know, I've already lost my orientation. What page is what? Where's Shin Yud Ches? I think Siv Zayin and Ches. It could be in the. I think the regular would be even better for us at the present time.
It's around
73. 73. 71, 73. Let's take a look. Okay, we'll find it. Thank you very much. Here we go. Yeah, it's page 71 and 72. Yesh mefarshim dehod shari laniach kli sheyesh badavacham agabi kederet teres hatmuna. Afilu kli atachten al eish shorim. Yesh mefarshim shim kli atachten al eish le'olam asim. So 2 days. The Mechaber himself has 2 days. So wash the Ramah after open his mouth and reach the Gimel. The Mechaber himself has 2 days. In Ches. Laniach dover kash and his bashal kol tzor kol gabi meichem shal ga al eish. Same shayla. Yesh omer shadina ke menicha keneged ha-madur, which is mutter. Right? As long as no yisir v'bishul. Yesh amrim. No. That it's asur. Because it's kemeniach al gabi kiro lechatchil. His expression hanochal lechatchil is found in the Shulchan Aruch. It's awesome. There's no het of keder gabi keder. For rishon nireika. So here the Mechaber quoting 2 days says he does accept the first day which accepts the het of keder gabi keder. So the Ramah may have been quiet because after all the Mechaber himself has 2 days. So why should I get involved so much? And we found in the Darkei Moshe that the point of fact that Darkei Moshe seems to say no. I want to be a machmer in the shayla. So though he was silent in the Ramah, but he wasn't silent completely. And he should be a machmer, because you should worry about Shem Yechata Begachalam. And therefore I tell people that if you want to rely on Kedera Agabe Kedera, I don't like it so much, unless it's Kedera Agabe Blech. So if it's Kedera Agabe Blech, that should be fine. That's a typical case. At least in the old days when people made their chont on a regular blech. So you have a chont on the blech and put a kugel on top. So from the perspective of Nirik HaMavash, you have the Kedera Gabi Kedera Hetter. From the perspective of the Shemi Echad, you have the Blech. So you can't lose.
But now let's say on a crock pot.
That's the problem with the crock pot. Now people do it on top of the crock pot. Most people don't have a Blech on their crock pot. I can't answer it. Mechav is Matta Beferish, and I'm most silent in Shinration of Gimel. But I'm not so happy with it. That's all. I have to be careful now. I'm not so happy about it.
Just to clarify, maybe something that came up earlier too. Rebbe thought that the consensus of the Rishonim is that Chazor is Aser because of Shem Yechate, and what we're calling Anacha B'Tchila is Aser because of Mech Mavashe. And even the Ramah, who has Shem Yechate more than Mechaber, but once we're dealing with Anacha, then it'll be because of Mech Mavashe. So, just to clarify that the Ramah, if we're assuming that the Ramah agrees to that, then the Ramah's Kula. That we only have to worry about Nafsi Mavashel with respect to Anacha B'Tchila is only when there's a blech. Because only when there's a blech is that the unique Isser of Anacha B'Tchila.
Correct.
If there would not be a blech,
then it would be an issue of
Chazara plus.
Right.
Taking it in the fridge and putting it on an open fire,
right,
is for sure at least Chazara.
Right. I'm sorry if I wasn't careful. Every Isser Anacha includes within it a potential issue of Chazara. A blech can overcome that. Correct. In certain cases. Excellent.
And that's where here the blech helps. So Kedera Gabi Kedera is Chazara plus Anacha, and therefore the Ramah would Aser.
I think.
With the blech, just Anacha.
Right. Okay, very good. That's a nice way to say it. You may have noticed a redundancy in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Ches Zayin, Shin Ches Ches say exactly the same thing. So there's a question. Why in one case he says Rishon Nira Ikar, in the other case he doesn't say a word? So the Mogan Avraham asks this question. For Rishon Nira Ikar. So he quotes with Tzarech Iyun. This is the third line on page 72, Lama Lamechriya Rabbi Yosef Vesiv Zayin Lahatir. The Watzel, right? It's the Hu Atzmal Lo Kosov Kain Vesiv and Reshon and Gimel Siv Gimel. What is this? V'yesh Lama. Davka Tzli Mutter Litno Lechatchila Al Gabi Kira Grufa. Aval Mavushol Oso Litno Al Gabo. What he means to distinguish is the machta shekel explains by Riches between solids and liquids. The Maran Bet Yosef is makil with respect to solids in the shayla of Kedera Gabi Kedera, and is machmir with respect to liquids. So Ches is talking about solids, he's makil, Rishonir Iker, and Zion, which is talking about liquids, he's not makel because it's talk because he's not makel. If you look in the Shmachza Shekel, the Sivkot and Chavav, he says, aha! This will explain the distinction back in Simon Reshon and Gimel between Sif Gimel and Sif Hey. What a great answer. Sif Hey is talking about Pashtida. Pashtida is solid. Siv Gimel is talking about a guy wakes up in the morning and his cholent is drying out. It's drying out, but there's still some liquid in it. Therefore, it is prohibited. This is what would emerge from the words of the Machzor Sashek. Comes to Rav Avadya and says, this is the best thing in the world, this Machzor Sashek. This is the best, this is the greatest. Because we can reject the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim was betuv tam, all right, because he was stuck with Akasha, a steer in the Mechaba between Gimel and A. If I give a different teretz, I can reject the Prima Godim. I will distinguish rather between solids and liquids. And therefore I could suggest that if we're talking about solids, it's going to be mutter not only on the top there of a full pot of cholent, but be equally mutter on an inverted pan. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about ketuma and less restrictions. So he answers, and the Yalk of Yosef, he answers that, well, the ketuma of yesteryear, there were still situations in which some people would cook. Some people. But today, it's not so common to cook on the top of an inverted pan, or even a regular blech for that matter. So Rav Avadya says, it's called in Yechaveh Das, believe it or not, that if you're willing to accept this machta shekels pshat in the mechaber, so you can take dry food from the refrigerator and put on a blech. What's the heter? Kedera gabe kedera. What happened to the prima godim? We reject the prima godim. We are following the machta shekels pshat. The Mogan Avraham himself didn't like it so much. The Mogan Avraham says he doesn't think this distinction really is so. He doesn't like it. He thinks that really it's one and the same. It's one and the same. And when the Mechaber said, V'rishon nira ikar, it goes on everything. So he's basically saying that he doesn't accept his Machzor Shekel. And more than that, even the Machzor Shekel said it as part of the Mechaber. The Mogan Avraham suggested it as Pshat in the Mechaber, but didn't mean that we actually pass it this way. So the bottom line is, if a Svardi wants to rely upon this school of Rav Avadya, I think he's within his rights. It certainly is a tenable explanation of the Mechaber. But for Ashkenazim, it's very hard to rely upon. It's very hard. Yes?
Is there Also,
the Bishul is a concept by Bishul. We're not discussing Bishul at all. We're discussing Ha'achzara and Hanoch.
But how do you better put something cold on
the
letter? It's cold
to
Azaleh
Bishul. It's salad. Bishul,
so, according to everyone, Azaleh Bishul only applies to Lach.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, didn't review the very first shiur. Correct. Good. Well, point well taken. Everybody with me so far? Now, there is this Ram. I don't remember.
Does anyone discuss the compromise position that maybe the Shemir Shabbat the Chassid said about not being made on a blast, but just being made on a...
Yeah, my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, assumed that a keder rekanis is nothing more than a blech. He called it a crooked blech. It's the difference if the blech is flat or it's just got a hump. The Shemir Shabbos Kalchas suggested that whereas a blech would be a problem, but a keder rekanis would be good. And even if not that, a keder rekanis on a blech would be good. A double blech. Two. My Rebbe thought it's 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Well, who cares? It's all the same thing. It's a heker. So I think from the Shemesh from Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think that the fact is an additional, extra special heker that's going to do better to obviate any chashashas you would have otherwise. Again, you look up the Shemesh Shabbos, it exists, and there are people in Israel who are following that because of Shemesh Shabbos, very, very, very authoritative work. But my orientation was not that way. That we should look up where's the Shemesh Shabbos. Where is it? Right, we should really see what he says. 54. Wait a minute, I'm not sure if we have the right all the pages here. We may not have Rabbi Akiva, we may not have this page. I'm not sure if we have this page. I'm not sure. No, I have this. I have 54, but I'm not sure what page the Shemir Shabbos is on. What? This one over here? Oh, it's on 54. Okay, very good. Page 54. Where is it? Thank you very much. Oh, Kuf Yud Beis. Thank you, I appreciate it. So, on top he says... Is a het of kedera gabi kedera. What do you do? Ain't no kedera kazu. You don't have a kedera gabi kedera. Yeniach afila b'shabes kedera reikonis otzalachas matechas al gabi ha'esh. V'yaniach es a kedera oleho. Where did this come from? It's against the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbeinu Shalom. Against the Tuftam V'das. So in Kuf Yud Beis, he makes reference to a number of interesting sources, all in Mishnah Berurah. V'adin lefizeh mutter gam lechatchila lo'aniach b'shabes talachas hafucha v'chadome agabi kira she'en lo kedera mulei atafshal agabi ha'esh. V'aniach kedera le'a b'ofen she'en ba mishem isa bishul. Kevin she'en derech bishul b'kach. Then it has vav ayin ayin. What's that stand for, vav ayin ayin? No? V'ayin od. Who looked in the first page of the sefer? V'ayin od means what he calls deach olekes, like the grove, v'ayin. Deach olekes. What's v'ayin od? Simen reish nun gimel gimel b'yolocha v'yizor. V'bein ish alaylam. All of his sources are against the Mishnah Berurah himself, but tuv tam. According to the Morena Rav Neuver Shlita, is a stira geluya, the Mishnah Berurah. He didn't just quote the Prima Gaon. He made a ta, kiddush, tuv tam. And then he said everything's mutter. What happened? He forgot what he said? Pillay ploim. Mamish pillay ploim. Let me tell you what I think those Mishnah Berurahs mean. That requires me to go back talk about the Ram. I only mentioned the Ram last time after we got to it. It's a world famous Ram. It's so famous. I've learned a certain note about this Ram. And I discovered just when I looked a few times, a couple years ago, it comes from the Ramban. I never knew that. Chidush Ramban, Prince, it's the same thing. The Ram probably caused the Ramban without Shalom Bishmo, something that we know. This world famous Chiddush that we say, the Ram, the Chaznish, they made a mistake. He read the Rishalmi wrong. It goes back to the Ramban. What do you say about the Ramban? I don't know if he had a Ramban. Ramban said it. But Ramallah Bakarish, I don't know if it came on out. That's, we'll see it in the Ran. The Ran is probably the beginning. Page what? Should be somewhere in the beginning of the Ran. Page what? Two. Where are the Rans? I'll give it. Ran. Nine. Nine and thereafter. That's not nine. That's not 11. 13. No, no, not 13. 12. 12. We mentioned last week the Gemara Lamed Chesem at Beis, which introduces the concept that we call Anocha B'Tchilu. Shulchan Aruch called. That's Bot L'Shir Rishon. Fine. Says the Ran, Umiyu, the Yerushalmi Mashma, the Kolhani Plukta. Plukta here means distinctions, not disputes. Lesnu Elabish Silkan the Agabe Kira Be'erav Shabbos. V'lo Echziran Ad Shechashecha. It says in the Yerushalmi, in the third parak, Halacha Aleph, at the end, Natala mibod yom, ma'achzira mibod yom. Natala mishech ha-sheicha, ma'achzira mishech ha-sheicha. Natala mibod yom, v'kideish olav hayom, then, imenicho osa l'taltalo. Says the Ran, end of the third wide line, if he said, Davka minitolo mibod yomu dam machmarinam, then once you put it down, it's already, it's osa mishem hanocha. Aval nitolo mishech ha-shecha, afilu hinicho agabe karka mutalach zero. Put it on the floor, I can put it back. That's pshat in the Bavli. The divrei omer machzirin, machzirin afilu b'shabas loma, sh'af al pishach zara hui bilvad. Shenasis b'Shabbes, shari. Ubechiyai gavna hu demafligina and bein odel biyodel laniach agave karka. Avak shesidik b'Shabbes b'kulu gavni shari. What's he saying? To say botla shehir rishona, it's only if you took it off before Shabbos. Now Shabbos comes in, it's off the fire, so it's history. If you took it off on Shabbos, even if you put it on the floor, it's never going to be a case of botla shehir rishona. Ad kan echidish nif of the Ran, the chasnish, it's wrong. It's read the Pshat, the Rishalmi wrong, it can't be right. The Rishalmi says, is whatever. You can look carefully, Chazanish, it's a very dim view of the Ran. But again, if he knew about the Rambam, I'm not sure what he would have said about it. How do we pass it about this Ran? So the Rambam quotes the Ran. In Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Beis. I'd like to see it in the original first, in the regular Shulchan Aruch, if we can do that first. Do we have that? In the regular Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel? Do we or don't we?
Yeah, 26,
etc. The first 26 is okay. Thank you. Here we go. 26. J? No, I. 26 I. The Yesh Omer, it's the last four lines of the page. The Yesh Omer, the cause, and also Rakshin, Atolam, and Akira. Ibod yom, for the zero at shechashech, avol mekocho misham mishechashecha, afilu inicho gabe karkamut ran perikira. Tells you what page you're going to find it. V'chein noagin lahakol b'tanurim shalanu sheshem din kira. V'somchin atzman al divrei amekilim. Says the Rama, v'tov lahachmir. It's good to be machmir. Forget about it. Forget about it. Why forget about it? So the Taz says, the Shaykh Bo Bishul Chodesh. Maybe only forget about it when it comes to what? Nu? Lach? But now with respect to Yavish. Keep that in mind. Okay. This is what the Ramah quotes. He quotes it. So he quotes it, but he says on the other hand, Tov Lahachmir. So for us, we should certainly say Tov Lahachmir. But there are those who are Makil. Cannot deny the truth. There are those who are actually Makil in the Shaila. And will take things from the refrigerator, which is considered to be Karka, as we mentioned last time. Karka. As long as it was on the fire when Shabbos came in, and they'll put it back on the Blech, based upon the Ran. As long as it's dry. chalila for chalila, if it's lit, but if it's dry, so there's no Isser of Bishul. And they say, look, that's Makom Mefarish. You put together the Ramah with the Taz. So again, the Machaber says, excuse me, the Ramah himself says what? Tov lahachmir. Somebody really should try his best not to do this. But as someone who relies upon it, one cannot scold them, because after all, the Ramah does quote this Ram. And we said before, it's not only Ram, it's the Ramban. So if a person does it, even though we should say he really shouldn't do it, but nonetheless, if that is the custom that he has, okay. Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, was known to be Mekel in this Shaila. He came to this country in very difficult times. People weren't even Shomer Shabbos, by and large. And he relied upon this Ramah, based upon the Ran. But again, Akshadara, it seems that nowadays it's really very difficult to rely upon this. Very difficult. Yes?
Yes, Rabbi. Can you make a distinction between a blech to a plata chashmalit?
Can I avoid plata for a few minutes, Rabbi Haim? Give me rishus. I know plata is a very, very important topic. Very important topic. But can I just postpone it just a little bit? May I? Okay, I know. It's a very good question. I don't want you to think you're not a Shaul Shloka Indian at all. It's a very, very good question. I just would like to postpone a little bit, if I may. Yes. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about now. How far does this heter go? How far does this heter go? How far does it go? So, I'll preface my question with the following shayla, a very serious shayla. This kula that exists according to the Ran, how far does it go? How far does it go? Does it extend only to what we'll call Al-Gabi Akira? Al-Gabi Akira? Or perhaps, does it even go beyond that and extend to a case of the Tochatan? The Toch. There's a Mefurash Gemara, Mishnah the Gemara, on the Aflamet Zayin Amad Aleph, I believe it is. It should be at the very beginning. That's page 2. Page 2. About 10 lines down. Lo shanu in our Mishnah, the various leniencies. Ela al gaba. Aval letocha asur. But to place something letocha into the oven, that's asur. Nothing, there are no coolers. Nothing works for tocha. There are no coolers. So the question becomes, this Ran that we just read, could it possibly be a leniency even as far as tocha is concerned? Is that the pshat in this Ramah? The Ramah over here. Ramah is mekel. Is he mekel only laniach al gaba? Or is he mekel even laniach betocha? The reading the Ramah you can't tell. Correct? Can you tell by looking here? Look. You read it together. There's nothing here. Nothing here indicates how much he's making. Can't tell. However, if one looks in the Darkei Moshe, which is the source for all of these Ramos, we have the Darkei Moshe, I believe. Page 24. I believe it is. Let's start from 25. Page 25. L'inyan, it's underlined. L'inyan masha noagin b'ktas mekomos l'harzir tafshil l'toch hatanur b'shabbos. Whoa. L'toch. This is amazing. Now, of course, he hasn't defended it yet, but apparently there was a minig in some places to go that far. How can it be? It's against the Mefurash Gemara Mamash. May we shalmi shekos of Iran mashma the adkan lo osu tamuda el l'shenotel mibojom ubol achzim yishech hashech amukul shenotel b'shabbos mutol achzafilo enichal gabi kaka, says the Beis Yosef. V'yaf al gav d'haynu davka l'havzo l'kira guf v'ktuma uchidatam behedjo aval kira shenigul guf v'ktuma O litana v'kupach shisiku begevus ol v'yetz nefilu gar v'katul nekaman d'polim. Diyos, demas nisini. Ef shalomar. Titanur didan l'kira dami. Kedidur rabbeinu chananel. Fine, that takes care of that. But, quoting more lama zayin, we just read. Only al gabi kira. Avalo b'tocha. Nah. Tocha. Forget about it. And if it's cold, forget about it. And we don't accept the Rishami anyway, according to the Poskim, as I explained already. So there's three reasons why we're three strikes and you're out. Okay, he's out. But there's still a second at bat. Still one possibility to defend the minute. Miyu Efsher Limtzol Lehem Hetem Mitzan Ache. As it quotes the Kolbo. What did Kolbo say? Uvitanu shalonu din chazorabo, kidin akira agufa vaktuma, fiacha shotzil mimena apaso apanada, shim nisha bektas hevlo adla mocher, ef shaloma shumutulas besocha panadish, the schanem shamboso hevel a muachabo, shere ain sham chashashchitu iklal, shere gerfim mi beerif, fafilo lo kitmar in his achlu kol gachola, vein tsorch shizo pose, shlo yesham gachelas klal. Okay, a possibility. But, Libi Nokfi, I don't like the heter. No, no, so the Chacham Devei Amel Shiyurim. In any event, what's the Kobol's heter? He explains Klo what it is, three lines later. B'she'achar, the last one on the line. B'she'achar, under the Tzadi Aleph asterisk. B'she'achar, next line. Shotziyu apas, o apanada lo chimimuot. The cave and shafamo also lay havla di day. Avakosh chimimu kede lahachnis bo kaderas chamin the tzorech mocher nafish havla. This whole heter doesn't apply. So therefore, Abosai again, the heter so far has nothing to rely upon the tocha. Then the last inspiration, Abosai. After all this, sumikomako dover she'ein darko lefos betanum kagon inyone botze kamatugonim. B'shemin, efshe d'shari al pim hashakos of Iran. Tells you where to look for it. The efshe d'shari loses panadash al gabe akira o al gabe kisei barzel kol shum etstamik v'ralo. Why? Shadover mochiach she'eno nase ele b'shvil shi'ischamein. You never cook or bake there. It's a place where this particular food is only reheated there. I don't like this heter, it's not so great. The Rav Yosef Kara didn't like it, as we mentioned last week. That was part of that Bir Halacha that we had in Sif Gimel. Shani Osam Shu Mechanamon Al Eish Mamish. Havel Kai Gavna Dlav Al Eish Mamishu Ef Shu De Pshit Le De Shari. This is what the Rav Yosef Kara says. So if you look at Darkei Moshe Ches, he says, our minig is to be makel based upon the Ran. Masha Chilek, Ben Sina Akira, Olatocha, says Dake Moshe in the fourth line here. Ze lo niska b'dirvei haran. Ela shabes Yosef chilek me'atzmo b'kach. Ve'efshet lo svil on the chalek b'ho. Upuk chazi in my amad deba. It was a minute to put things into an oven. Frek demogan Avraham, what are you talking about? It's against the Gemara. And I ask, what do you mean he's saying it's not found in the Ra, this distinction? It's found in the Gemara. We just read the Gemara. I saw it to you inside. I showed it to you in the... That the distinction is given between Toch and Agaba. What are you talking about? It's not found anywhere. It's found in the Gemara. Here's the answer. I think it's the key answer, which seems to have escaped many people. That this distinction between Ala Kira and Betocha, which may or may not exist, is not referring to the heter of the Ran that quotes the Yerushalmi distinguishing when you took it off on Friday, you took it off on Shabbos. No, for that there's no heter in the world Betocha. It's just a mistake. But there's a different Ran. What's a different Ran? The Ran that says we're talking about a case where I'm putting Kugel in a place where Kugel is not prepared. It's only reheated there. That heter, if it exists, that heter, there's no distinction anywhere in Shas or in Rishonim between Tocha and Al-Gaba. That's the critique of Dr. Moshe of the Beis Yosef. So I'm not sure if you will follow me. Let me chazer again. There are two Rans, and I think there's been a confusion of the two Rans. That's the problem over here. One Ran says, the famous Ran, that once you took it off the fire on Shabbos, you can put it back, even though it was on the floor in between. That's the famous Ran. There's a less famous Ran that says that if this particular type of food is not cooked in this particular type of place, then there's an automatic heter along the lines of Kedera Gabe Kedera, which we spoke about before. The first of the heter, the famous one, despite the fact that there are those who claim that the Ramah meant to rely on that kula even betocha, that's what Amar and the Ramah seem to understand, is simply not true. It's against the Gemara. Why is it against the Gemara? The whole vart of the Yerushalmi is that we treat Hanocha as Achzara. What is Hanocha? Hanocha is if I take it off the fire on Friday and put it back on Shabbos, that's called Hanocha B'tchila. If I take it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, that's called Achzara. Mazel Tov. Achzara itself is Asa B'tocha. So it's inconceivable to be Mata B'tocha. It's against the Gemara. When there are more as Megal B'tocha, it's for a completely different round. Which Ran does he mean? He means the Ran that we saw, that when you measure each food on its own merit, if you don't make this kind of kugel in this particular place, you may cook other foods there, there is a kula which we'll call a kind of a kedera gabe kedera kula. Because it's not the derech to cook it there. It's true if Yosef Kar didn't like it so much, and it's therefore the Bi'ur Halacha, we saw last week, was unhappy with the Nod of Yehuda, who used that distinction to distinguish between Gimel and Hay. That's very nice, they didn't like it. But that's what the Klal Yisrael is relying on. That's what the Minhag Olam was. And Rabosai, that does not apply in our ovens. Because our ovens are clearly situations where you, certainly if the oven is on, you can cook everything in our ovens. He's referring to a case, if you recall carefully, you took away the coals, it's schwach, it's weak. So no, you would never cook on such a weak fire. Therefore, it's permissible to be ma'azi evil the tocha, not into our ovens. So therefore, it seems to me that although someone told me that the Rav is making even into our ovens, and if he did so, I can't blame him. I said, I'm not going to Rav interpret the Ramah, Mr. Brewer's interpret the Ramah that way. But it's not so. It's not so. It can't be so. It's against the Gemara. It's a mixture of the two Rans. That's what happened over here. Again, I'm giving you my own take. You don't have to accept it. For those who rely upon the quote Rav's heter, some called the Boston heter, or called the Ran's heter, no, Chaz Nishad is a mistake, and the Ramah says Tov Lahachmir, the Ramah quotes it as a possibility. Big people said it, so it's, you can't scold them, if you will. You can't say it's absolutely awesome. But if they do it into the oven, which I'm told some people are still doing, even though the Magen Avraham understood the Ramah that way, he understood it only to shlug it up. He didn't understand it to agree with it. And he never said it, the Chazanish points out, he never said anywhere in the Hagos Ramah that it's Mutter B'tocha. He couldn't have said it. He was only saying in a particular case where it was Shvach Heat. He never said that. We're talking about regular ovens. You can't say it's a mutar betocha. Kain li. So I don't want to start up with anybody, but if you see somebody putting stuff in the refrigerator into the oven, you can say that there's a very strong chance that no one would ever matter that. Whatever the reason for the issa will be, whether it be Shemi Echata Begachalim or whether it'll be Nirek Mevashal, I don't know. Rav Moshe is quoted as saying you can't have a blech in the oven. I'm not sure what these people who are making. They have a blech in their oven. They don't have a blech in their oven. There's no blech. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Moshe, huh? Maybe they cover the knobs. We're learning Rabban. Okay, that may take you off the Shemi Echata according to that sheet, which is a Das Miut. But the Nirek Mevashal is certainly going to be a major problem if you ask me.
How hot are the ovens that they're putting them into?
Today?
Yeah.
Regular ovens.
Like, I mean, at what temperature?
350. Cooking temperature. I think so. I mean, maybe you'll say if they're putting it in at, I don't know, what's the lowest thing on our ovens?
150.
What's the lowest setting?
150.
You see 150 on your dial?
No.
Never saw it on their dial. 180 on the dial? That's 200, right? 100.
But there's warm. Usually there's a warm.
Electric.
It's
warm?
Yeah.
Maybe electric.
Not electric, the digital.
Digital. I'm still the old-fashioned thing that I have in my house, though. You turn, I think the first number is 200, if I'm not mistaken. Like, maybe you could argue if it's set at 200. Maybe you don't cook at 200. Maybe we can, in fact, be Mekel, Rabbi Haber, maybe, if it's in a lower heat. So maybe we can compare that kind of low heat to this situation. I don't think so, because basically it wouldn't apply if you heat it up to heat up more on Shabbos. Don't think so. But maybe you can stretch something. But if it's on full heat, it seems to me that there's no possibility of stretch.
The Roma's case is where the
Gechalim
are actually there, is that
correct? Well, we don't have any Gechalim at all. We have a fire. The fire's at the bottom, but it's the same thing. Yes?
Because our ovens are set to a certain temperature, when you open it and close it, you're causing the oven to have to heat up more.
Ooh.
Could that be a separate issue?
Ooh, it's a major issue. It's a major issue. I believe Rabbi Heinemann said it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Now that I open an oven, it's about the Shabbos mode oven or something, whatever he has in mind to solve this problem. People have been opening ovens for decades. Shimon Ida has in a safe for someone, he tried opening it up, I think, 7 times in a row until there was any change in the fire on the bottom. He made an experiment of some sort. Open, close, I don't know, something somewhere in the safe. It's not on topic, but I'll tell you why I think what the head is based upon. I believe the head is based upon Psik Resha Begrum. What they call Grumma for the purpose of Psik Resha, I believe, is sufficient to have what we call Aliyah Chazman. It's a Shulta Giborim in Shabbos, basically. But if you do that, that's the same as the refrigerator. But if you do something which will at a later time cause something to happen, but it's only a Psik Resha, we assume that it's permissible. That's the basis. Otherwise, you can't walk into the house in Shabbos. Because there's a thermostat. And if you walk into the house on a day like on a wintry day, so the cold gust of it is going to blow away. It's going to put the heater on, the central heating on, earlier than it would have otherwise.
Well,
so next time you don't open up your oven, don't open up your front door of the house either.
Although one could suggest that the difference between the oven temperature in your house is tremendous, whereas the fridge in the house or the outside of the house, where there is a difference, it's not nearly so big.
0 degrees outside and 70 degrees in your house, a 70 degree difference. It's more than the fridge. That mean more than the fridge? Not as much as the oven, more than the fridge. 70 degrees.
The oven is much greater.
Okay, right, the oven is greater. Okay. I agree. But what's the difference? It's manashach. Okay, everyone catch what I said until now? Yeah?
Those who rely on the cooler to open the oven, they have to be careful to close it.
They should try to close it right as soon as possible, yeah. That's the faster move below, the faster.
Keeping it open for a long time, then it's no longer a drama.
If you keep it for a long time, maybe, you know, I don't know the facts, but if you keep it open for a very long time, then maybe you're in effect, as a result of your action, which is maybe one big action, arguably, it's going to go on. Maybe it's arguing not that way. If an action is over, now it's just shame on task. Let's close it as soon as you can. If, by the way, that's what behind him in Paschal, if you're taking everything out of the oven, then even he's not doing it. Because it's lo nichale, there's no need for you to have the heat anymore. Okay. But also, I was asked to talk about the plata. So my understanding is that everything is mutter until proven aser. And everything is mutter unless there's a reason to aser it. Rabbi Aida has a whole footnote about this somewhere. If you'll find the case where there's no Shem Yechata and there's no Nirek and Mevasha, those are the two reasons to aser, it's going to have to be mutter. And my understanding is that that's exactly the story when it comes to the hot plate. Let's take a non-adjustable hot plate just to make it easy. It's a non-adjustable hot plate. It's clearly there's no possibility of Shem Yechata B'Kachon. It's impossible. There's no adjustment. But the key question is, well, what about Nirek and Mevasha? So my logic tells me, since, to the best of my knowledge, no one that I know uses these hot plates for cooking purposes. It's only used for reheating purposes. So how in the world can you ask? Because there is a mevashal. No one is a mevashal on them. Nobody. So therefore, I thought that if that's the case, should be mutter. Take something from the refrigerator, put on a non-adjustable hot tray on Shabbos. Because why is it mutter? Because it's not us. Because there's no Shem Yechad B'Gachola, nor is there any Nirekim Mevashim. It's neither nor. It has to be mutter. It's a simple logic. It's nothing complicated. Yes?
Wouldn't the crock pot that has a bottom flat,
as
opposed to the
solar
one, be like the hot plate?
The proof is very simple. In our house, every week we make sure on that.
That's what I was asking. Would that be like hot plate?
It's not. The difference is, on that, what you're describing, the slow cooker, as its name implies, slow cooker, is used for cooking. In my house, it's used for cooking every single Friday. Almost every Friday. It makes chult on that. But as any, maybe I'm wrong. Let's take a show of hands. Who has ever in his life, even once, seen somebody take raw food and put it on a plata to cook it? Once. Think back. Go through your fast forward your whole life. Anybody? Seen it? Anybody?
Wouldn't it matter what the temperature of the hot plate is? Mm-hmm. It's the bar?
I don't care how hot it is. Have you ever seen any hot plate where they made it when you cooked something from scratch? Tell me. If you tell me it is, I'll have to reconsider.
No, that's a question. How do you distinguish between a regular plate and that type of slow cooker?
Very simple. Very simple. One is used for cooking, one is not used for cooking. We just gave a distinction. Everyone knows they use slow cookers for cooking. Everyone makes a chow in front of these eggs. But yet, is there room here with 20 people in the room? No one has even seen once in his life a person take those plata to cook something from scratch. Isn't that a proof positive? It's just not done. This is a pretty broad spectrum. People from come all over the world. No one's seen it. Yeah.
I feel like people in college dorms who don't own a kitchen probably do it.
You feel it. You feel it in your bones.
No, I've seen it. Like people, just plug in. They put macaroni on it, they're traveling. Not necessarily the clock.
Pre-cooked meal.
Isn't that, you're talking about a standalone electric cooker or burner?
It's just flat surface.
Oh,
like,
no,
no. I don't know. But I don't
want to
talk about
it. Gas.
I can see it being possible.
Gas.
Coffee that we heat with the monument. And the schist קרוב ליצולדת. זה מגיע קרוב ליצולדת. דבר כזה שנותנים כמו בצבא. שיש אבנים כשסתם 40-50 שניות. זזים אותם, זה מביא את החום לכוס
That's not the same as a regular hot tray. I don't think so. If I understood what's going on over here. So let me tell you the story. So all these things are your points are legitimately taken. So that's what I thought. But the problem is against the Shmir Shabbos Gochos. That's the problem. To argue with the Shmir Shabbos. Let's take a look at the Shmir Shabbos. What page is that on again? My memory is just not catching it. No. Oh, what page in our book? 54. Okay, let's see. 52, 53. should be there.
Yeah, Fifth and 53.
53. Here we go. So Sif Chafei, Plata Chashmalit, Miucheret Shabbat, Shulun Plata, Hamuedes Lishmor Al Chom Amachal Sheolel, Ve'ein, now every word, every letter is measured here, Ve'ein Rigilim Levashelel. Who wants to translate the word Rigilim? Please give me an English translation. Who knows Hebrew here? Ein Rigilim. Not accustomed? Okay. Not accustomed to cook on it? V'gam i'ef shel lahagdil es midas hachom shela. Eina tuna kisui nosaf. You don't have to cover it. Because what's covering? Covering is just to stop the shem yichata. U'mutu lahagzir ole'as ha'kli. Right? You put back, no problem. Okay. But then he says, Aval ein liten olel lechatchila b'shabes k'dera sheesh b'tavshil. Afilu mevushal kol tzorko. Afilim kavanah l'shavak l'hafik tzino. That's it. Asses it. Why? Ayin beis. D'lo hitiru ela hachzara v'lo liten oleho lechatchila. Why? Why? Couldn't understand it. Why? Why? It's no Shem Yechata. Must be Nirekam Avashel. It's the only thing left. Must be Nirekam Avashel. But why is it Nirekam Avashel if, quote, Ein Regilim Levashel Aleha? Yes.
Avashel is usually loud.
In this context, is obviously you're asking a good question. In Shulchan Aruch Sprach, it is. You know, in Rav Yosef Karo, when you said the word tapshul, usually meant lach. But here, it's clearly referring to something which is now Isra Abishal. He's talking about a salad. You're right. It's a good question. So, this is the story. So, this story goes further. So when I was writing a sefer with Rabbi Haber's help a few years ago, thank you very much, Rabbi Haber. It was the Karas HaTov, had no statute of limitations. So I put in the sefer what I thought, that a hot plate is mutter. Okay. But since I'm personally acquainted with Rabbi Norvin for many years, I figured, sefer on Shabbos, after asking for Haskam, so I asked him for Haskam. He wrote me back a nice letter, which he was not Haskam, but it was a Bikuach. Baruch Hashem, Kedarka Shel Torah. Then why are you being matter hot plate? What is this? He writes there, Achenu Asfardim. Cook on it. It's a whole new fact, the pattern. A whole new set of facts. Achenu Asfardim, cook. So if Achenu Asfardim, cook on it, so you know. I said a shiur in my shul, Jews, at that same time, and someone walked in from Israel and said, you ever see any Achenu or Sfarim cook on it? I said, not once. He says, an Ashkenazi, true. We lived in Israel for many years, for decades, I think. He never saw a Sfarim cook on it. Slow, not finished yet. I gave the shiur, last year was, maybe it was last year, when I was there for the yeshiva, in Grus. Rabbi David Miller was sitting in the room, and I said over this. I said over the whole thing. He says, raises his hands. Batzava, as he thinks he may have seen it in the army. Rabbi Miller was an army man. He thinks so in the army there may have been some people who cooked on it. Then someone told me, maybe Rabbi Haber himself told me, or someone told me, that a very distinguished rabbi in Queens, Rabbi Welch, a shlita, suggested that it may be prohibited because maybe, he said, in a bungalow colony, someone who has nothing else to cook might use it to cook on. So we already have three possibilities. In my humble opinion, I conducted quite a few polls on this. No one can confirm this as being more than a yotzei dofen, an aberration. But, so let me make a compromise view. In my opinion, You can take any kind of hot plate you want and use it, doesn't make any bit of difference. But as you may have noticed, if you've been careful, a distinction between Americans and Israeli hot plates. I don't know if you ever noticed the difference. The Americans are usually made from plastic, and the Israelis are usually made from metal. The Americans don't get that hot. The Israelis get very, very hot. Have you ever noticed the difference? The American ones, I tell you, I don't think you could cook anything on it. The possibility of cooking probably will be water. Water. Because if water reaches Yatzalesma, so you put the look of Manashach. If it doesn't reach Yatzalesma, everything is water. That's what we assume, Pashup Shat. If it reaches Yatzalesma, by definition, cook water. Rav Moshe's opinion is also a subject of tremendous controversy. Rav Moshe was asked by Rabbi Shimon Ida to use a hot plate, and he said, Mutter. Rabbi Ida Paskin's Mutter. But I read Rav Moshe saying it's awesome. Why? So Rabbi Ida asked him, can I use a hot plate which is not normally cooked on? And Rav Moshe responded, sure, use a hot plate, because it's impossible to cook on. Tano v'chidin, v'hodlo v'sor. So when I learned this the first time years ago, in the 80s, I called Rabbi Ida, I said, what is this? No, Rabbi Moshe's Mekel. I asked him, he said he's Mekel. So I printed one of the Beis Yitzchok somewhere, Rabbi Moshe's Mekel, because I heard it from Rabbi Ida. But it's almost impossible to learn that pshat in Rabbi Moshe, if you look carefully at his words. Almost impossible. Even though I saw in a number of Svarim that Rabbi Moshe was Mekel. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Shabbos Kitchen, which is written by a Talmud of Rav Moshe from the Lower East Side. And I think the Lama Tes Malach, so I also say that, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot who says it, they quote from Rav Moshe. So I decided, let me go right to the source. I spoke to Rav Reuven Feinstein. And I thought, it's going to be us going to Rav Moshe. He said, not only Rav Moshe holds this usher to do Hanacha, he held this usher to do Avzara too. More Chama than the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chas. But, Rav Moshe is referring to a case where he says, so what's he matter then? What's he matter? What does he matter? He's matter a case where it's impossible to cook on it. In my humble opinion, what he really means is, it's impossible to cook this on it. Back to Aran. If you look at the Digal Lashon of Rav Moshe, you see, I think I'm right. It's impossible to cook this item on it. So those. Obviously, you're referring to heads where it's possible to cook something, because you have to let us go for water, otherwise, head to gummer. But you can't cook this on it. If that's the case, according to Rav Moshe, there may very well be a distinction between the American hot plate and the Israeli hot plate. Because the American hot plate, you want to put your kugel on it, there's no way that my shvach American hot plate can cook kugel. I put raw potatoes on that hot plate, it'll just sit there, nothing's going to happen. Never going to reach the level of kugel. I'm not so sure that's true about the Israeli one. I haven't tried it yet, but the Israeli one is much, much hotter. So if there are these rumors going around that these Achenu HaSfardim or our Achenu HaChayalim Sheyichyu are using this kind of a hot tray to cook from scratch on Friday in the army or in certain Sephardic communities, it has to be only that very, very hot one. So although I still think that even that's mutter, that's what I think, because I haven't seen any of this. But if you tell me that it exists and it's not just a bottle of diet, it's a colada, so one has to reevaluate that. It may depend upon the country. In America, I've never seen it. I don't know if you're talking about the college or the bungalows. What? They have the American hot tray. It's not going to do any good for them. I can't believe it. They have Israeli hot trays here in America. Maybe. I have.
Yeah,
they have them. You have one. Yeah, I have a few. I have different kinds. Okay. So then, but the question is then going to become an interesting question in halacha. I mean, if one person in the world did it, no one in this room ever saw anything. Nobody. There are 20 people in the room, no one ever saw it in his whole life. Is that enough to say that anyone is doing it is Batla Daito Sokolala? Maybe not. That's a Batla Daito Shayo. Anche Hutsa, that's a Clara Hakira. Are anyone talks percentages over there? In the Sukkot, they're in Shabbos, Batla Daito. Anyone talk percentages? Any of the Dolan in the last 100 years where it became a little bit more mathematically inclined? What's it? Batla Daito. So I would say, if it's a mere tamotsui, let's talk tachlis. If it's a mere tamotsui, which we assume is 10%, If 10% of the people are using it, for sure it's going to be awesome. Absolutely for sure. But if it's less than 10%, how far down must I go? Is that enough? I think if we go with 10%, we're covered. Because if 20 people who didn't see it do the actuarial stuff, that means there's no 10%. It's impossible. No one ever saw it. Can't be 10% of people doing it. It's impossible. But maybe that's not enough. Maybe 9% is going to really be us. Even though it's going to be a chenamotzi in halachic terms, you wouldn't have to check for a trefer at that percentage. I don't know. Have you ever given some research or somebody? What's cool? I always say butler daita. Have any idea? Any first thoughts? Don't know. 5%? 1%? Where do you draw a limit? One guy in history. I want to be a party pooper. I will do it just to make it last for the whole world. Some kind of a sadist. I'll last for the whole world. I'll take the. I don't think that would work. I say, but with that, that kind of a case. Yeah.
There's a chiluk. If a group of people are doing it, but even they are only doing it in a certain situation, like the soldiers, if they would go home for Shabbos, they wouldn't have used that to cook on. They're only doing it because of their situation. So why should their situation?
That's a good question. Sfarim is one thing, but soldiers is another thing. Bungalows are like soldiers. I don't know. I'm not even sure that's right. I don't know. Could we be also anyway? If it would be all used in the country, everyone would use it in the country. I'm not sure. Yes?
I mean, if this is all in a case where the temperature does not reach Yatzel, that's what?
No, not for carrot. If it does not reach Yatzel, that is what we're assuming. Everything is mutter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah assumes. Everything is mutter. It did reach Yatzel, that is well. Afal Pika, Rav Moshe writes, you can't cook there. I mean, you can't cook there. By definition, you can cook there. So my answer is, you're looking at the Lashonis, you can't cook this there. So if you can't cook this there, then there's a possibility to ask him, if it's common. I think it has to be common. Something has to be common. So therefore, the American style, I think it has to be mutter, because you can't cook anything there. Even if water will reach out to less. The Israeli, so maybe between now and next week, you come up with some more facts. Either the Rabbi Habel will come up with the halacha, as to what percentage we need, not to about the daita, and everybody else come up with the facts. Between the two of us, by next week, we'll come up with some kind of an answer. Okay?
Adjustable hot plates
is a problem. Shem yichat v'gachol. In my opinion, that can be overcome by a blech or a tinfoil covering the whole thing.
The hot plate don't cook.
What about covering the knob of the hot plate?
According to Rabbi Aaron, the knob is sufficient, but we were trying more pasta Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said you have to cover the hot plate itself. Tinfoil should suffice. Okay. Good.
So notice the announcement on the board, December 18th, which is 2 Mondays from today, which is 3 days before the Bechina, so we'll have the final Chazor and we'll go to the Bechina. Room 101, we made it 1 p.m. because
I think they're going to do this year. It's like
to back it up a little
bit.
The
potato
coming apart. I'll
try to
send a reminder
email,
and the test is 2 weeks from now.
You said what? That's today or another today, right?